Today is July 10th, and I'm Katrina Fuller, and I'm interviewing Henry Smith in the Eisenhower Building. May I ask you your name, please, sir?
I am Henry S. Smith.
Could you tell me your age and your date of birth?
I was born February 13, 1916. I am 68 years of age.
Okay. Could you tell me about your family?
Well, I have two grown daughters, one 28 and one 34. And one lives in New York and she is single. And I have a married daughter here. And I have a grandchild here that's 16 years old.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me about some experiences or some things that happened during your childhood?
Well, according to my own personal factors, remembering, I was never a bad boy, that's number one. But I went to school most of my life in New York, yes, and I grew up in a neighborhood that was very nice, fairly nice. Not like they are today. I've even saw my former resident where I was born on Brook Avenue in the Bronx just a few days ago, and it's all changed. You have overhead highways and byways, new, and the environment has changed dramatically.
When did you move to Bridgeport?
I moved here to Bridgeport in 1943. Yes, the first job I got here was in the Bullard Company in Black Rock. I worked all through the war there. It was a defense plant. Yes, and I was 1A all through the war. I had a very important job. That's why I didn't enter into service, and I left there just about the break of war, and I have a job in transport. We used to make fighter planes called the Corsairs, and they were one of the best fighter planes that the United States has ever put out for war purposes. In fact, we had a major role in the ending of the war in the Pacific theater and also in the European theater of war. And they, after the break of the war, they moved to Texas under another name. They're still in business, making probably, say, electronic equipment today. And I got another job within the matter of 2 years in AFCO Corporation. I was there for 28 years. Well, why I left is that I got injured, so I had to retire, which I was 62 then. And we made also aircraft parts, and now we have turned into making the M1 tank, which is very popular now in the United States. And I was a rigger there for 28 years, yes.
Was growing up hard for you, or did you have any problems with growing up? Was it hard for you, or was it just...
Well, I had a few difficulties in health, in the light of health, I had a few problems with my health, but I overcome them through therapy and, a few doctors. And I'm in very good shape today. Thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. How many children were in your family, by your parents?
Four of us in my family by my parents. I have one sister left now. My brother passed and my elder sister passed. So it's just myself and the younger sister.
Were your parents inhabitants of Bridgeport, or were they?
No, they lived in New York. They from the Jamaica, the West Indian Islands. And they were naturalized citizens for years. You know, since I've known myself coming up as a child.
They're still living? Or?
No, they're past now, several years.
When your parents came to Bridgeport, where were they employed at? You know, where did they work?
Who?
Your parents, did they work in Bridgeport?
No, they lived in New York. Oh. I came to Bridgeport by myself. I got the job that I had. Yes.
Where did you live when you came to Bridgeport? What section did you
live in? I lived in the West End section when I first came to Bridgeport. And since then I have migrated up to the East End, no, the North End, northeastern section of Bridgeport, which is around the called Bisley Park. You know, I have a home there now, and I reside there with my wife. Yes.
How was the West End when you lived in it? You know, how was the neighborhood there?
Well, the neighborhood is a residential section, and it's very nice. There's hardly any, what you may call, say, discrimination, because I just about had a second bringing up in the neighborhood and got to know quite a few people there. After the war broke, I was a grocery delivery boy in the supermarket up in that section, and I knew the section very well, and quite a few people I meet and have met, and were very nice and respectful and decent people, and well, they treat me like a, not just like a king, but like a, someone that's of recognizance. Mm-hmm.
You didn't go to school here in Bridgeport?
No, I did not go to school here in Bridgeport, no.
What church did you attend when you
came to Bridgeport? When I came to Bridgeport, I'm still at the same church now that I attended, which is Bethel AME Church, and which is on Grove Street in the west end of the town of Bridgeport.
Did religion play an important part in your life, or back in, in the school faith?
Oh yes, I went to church almost every Sunday until I got injured, and then I had little difficulties. But I still go, and once in a while I played the organ for the church, I played the piano for the church. Yes, and I was once a pianist, concert pianist. Yeah. As life goes along, I find it kind of a little difficult to, continue in that line, but I still can play. I've played for many people here in this town here. I played for this very Eisenhower Center, which we are here in now, and played for the churches. I played for many, the governor, former governor, Lodge and his wife, knew them very well. We had a playground up in our section there, as I was a member of, and the governor's wife, she was an honorary member, and he visited us many times. Yes, and we had like Stuart B. McKinney, who is the senator now, and he's very well known to us in the neighborhood. Yes, and we know we have had Superintendent Walsh up in our district there in his prime when he was lieutenant, and when he became the police department's chief, and we have a lovely neighborhood that where we don't have any conflicts whatsoever in that side of the town at all, on account of everybody knows everyone else, and speak like human beings do to each other, and act like human beings do to each other.
How did you learn to play the piano?
Well, when I was about 9 years old in New York, I sat down one day and was touching the keys on the piano at home. My mother played, my father played, and they started us, me, my two sisters, out to play teacher. We had a good teacher in New York, and I studied and I became a concert pianist. I can still play, but I'd have to have time for study in case I have to play for anyone else today. Yeah.
How long were you a concert pianist?
I was concert pianist around 12 years. 12 to more than that, about 15 years, say, about exact.
Where did you play?
I played in Town Hall in New York. I played in Elks Hall in New York. And I played for several other functions in churches and things like that, you know.
Could you tell me some things that took place during World War II in Bridgeport?
I don't recall too very much any big incidents taking place in Bridgeport, because I only look at the good side of life. There's always good and bad in any town that you go, but I know one thing, that the town has developed very well. They have brought up the living conditions in the town, and we have been, well, our taxes are going up as usual and everything else, and they have fixed roads, they have refurbished homes, and we have so many different organizations that anyone can join, which will give them insight on what their needs are, like housing and for food and clothing and things like that, recreational programs that are very interesting to any size person, from child or children up. Just like, for instance, in this Eisenhower Center here, we have the swimming pool, we have a gym that the children can play in, or have basketball court. Yes, and we have a bathhouse down at Seaside Park that we can go and use during the summer. Then we have many chapters of senior citizens there that we get together and have discussions from the different people that we have here. For instance, I am the chairman of the senior citizens here in this Eisenhower Center section for the aging, the prospective purposes of the aging, things like that.
During the civil rights movement, what kind of things happened in Bridgeport? Did any,
Well, during the civil rights movement and so forth, we didn't have any conflicts of any kind with any nationalities or races. You've met always, there is a few people that are disgruntled and disagree with other races and other nationalities and things like that, but it's like to say that you had a riot or misunderstanding between groups. No, we didn't have anything like that here. So as we can understand that, yes, we have had the Ku Klux Klan try to get in here, but we have the police and fire departments that are pretty well set on them to keep them from making demonstrations to cause trouble in this township. See? The mayor and the governor and the rest of the state and city officials, they use the best methods to keep peace in this town, especially in Bridgeport.
Didn't you say that you worked in Black Rock?
Yes, I worked at the Bullard Company. Yeah, we made machine tools for the war. We made bullets for the war for most of the different big General Motors in Detroit and Ford Motor Company, so that they could put out their components for the machinery for war. So I had a job that was very detrimental to the war effort, and I've always had a job in that category, even after leaving Bullard and went to Chanceport and put out aircraft, and they left and moved to Texas and AFCO came in, and still they're right today making the different components and whatnot for aircraft and the tank and many other things. And they manufacture different types of vehicles for defense purposes for the country.
So Black Rock was high in industrial.
Yes, yes, yes. Black Rock was industrial. In fact, from Black Rock to Stratford, where Sikorsky is today and AFCO is today, which are two of the biggest, they're number one, two and number three in the state, because Pratt & Whitney, that's in Hartford, they're about one of the biggest also. And we put out quite a bit of, machinery and things for the upkeep of the country, defense of the country, things like that.
Do you remember anything about Seaside Park during
your
time, back in?
Yeah, well, during the war, I didn't have much time to go about. You see, I was working 12 and 14 hours a day, and then I transferred to nights, and I'm back to days, and things like that. I didn't have much time for seeing much of the seaside park of like that nature. Even in the summertime when it was hot, I still had to work, and once in a great while I'd get a chance to go take a sea bath down there, which was nice. Well, everything has changed, so we have the beach has been enlarged. They have dredged in the beach, they have dredged in Bridgeport Harbor, which was kind of narrow in the channels for barges bringing in coal and the many industrial products needed for the cities near around in Bridgeport, so forth, Bridgeport and Stratford. So they have did a remarkable job on the environment in for the harbors and for the lands and things like that. Put up quite a few new homes and open up some new lands for housing in many sections of Bridgeport and Stratford, where we are today. Mm-hmm. Some of the many landmarks have changed. That you know, sometimes I even get a little lost myself in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm.
Did you have time to see Bisley Park or Pleasure Beach?
Oh, yes, right now I live right near the park, not but a stone's throw from the park. And that has been developed very nicely. We have an animal section there that the children can go and see. Then you have a park where you can, they have baseball diamonds, and they have tennis courts there. We have almost everything there, you know, handball courts, things like that. Like they have the racquetball courts that they use today. Yes.
Do you remember anything about Pleasure Beach during the time?
No. Yes, well, Pleasure Beach was an amusement park. They had a scenic railway, you know, and many other different types of exciting recreations for all ages. And, well, they had a fire there some years ago and has never been restored. But I hope that they will restore that one day before I pass on. They did have everything that you could want, just about like we would have in Coney Island, New York. But it's a smaller size recreational place, because the harbor, we have two channels going into Bridgeport, which separates Seaside Park, which is a beach, and it separates to between Seaside Park and Pleasure Beach, right? Because they're the two beaches that we have here in Bridgeport.
Do you think Pleasure Beach was good for the city?
Yes, it was once very good for the city, but as things have changed, in other words, it's just like I remember we had three big dance halls here, and now there's no dance halls at all. It's just like everything there, everything changes. Okay.
Did you go see plays at the Polka Dot Playhouse
from Pleasure
Beach?
No, I never had time to go there to see a play at the Polka Dot House, because I wasn't interested in it that much. I never was interested in it that much.
Well, did you go to theaters?
Yes, I have been to theaters myself, my wife. We used to go to a theater maybe once or twice a month, something like that, you know. But
which theaters?
Yeah, we went to there used to be two downtown here in Bridgeport, the Poli, I believe it was, and there's another one next to it, which I even forgot the name of it. Yeah, but they were very good theaters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the developments have been moving so fast nowadays that, you know, they have to make room for new businesses and things like that, see? So that's why the town changes quite a bit. We have some new office buildings downtown and some new put up for parking space. We have put up a big parking garage, and we have two of them downtown and things like that.
Do you think it'll help the city?
Yes, it does help the city quite a bit, because if you didn't have them, there would be hardly anywhere to park a car to go shopping in the city anywhere. But we have the big shopping centers way out the very north end of Bridgeport, there the Merritt Parkway, one of the big ones there. We have several up in the next township that's not too far. It's called Milford.
Were there any big entertainers in Bridgeport
at the time? Oh, yes. Not in my time, since I've been here from 1943. Before me, I've heard they had many of the big name stars from Hollywood and from Florida and from New York. things like that, but not in my time, because they never had no state shows in Bridgeport back in 1943, account of war efforts, you know, in the war time, see? Things like that.
Why do you think that big stars like that came to Bridgeport? Bridgeport was better? You know, big stars coming to Bridgeport, like, was it a good place to come then, or?
Well, when I lived in New York and the war started, I was expecting to go to the service. Well, I waited for 2 years, and I could. So I did not want to volunteer. So I had a small job in New York, and I had a vacation there. And I said, "Well, I'll take a vacation in Bridgeport because I had a friend here." And I came up and visited with him, and in about a couple of weeks' time, I got a job up here, and that was it. I've been here ever since.
Why do you think that the movies weren't a success? Because now they're closed down and everything.
Well, I believe why the movies have failed is because the environment of, it's a new breed of people that come and go in all towns and cities. And number one is that if you have a business here or anywhere like a city like this, it has to flourish. If it doesn't, then you'd have to shut the building down. It all depends on the environment of the place, of the town, city itself. If you don't have everything to satisfy the public, there won't be no business. And for instance, if you don't have a decent clothing store for people to go shopping in, they'll go to 3 or 4 towns away to go do their shopping. So they put up these big, tremendous places, say maybe a mile or so away from the center of town, so that they won't clutter the parking. You have to have parking space. Most everybody has a car nowadays, and most people of an age, they have a home, or condominiums are going up. I mean, those are the things that take the places of theaters nowadays. People have condominiums and the TV, and they're making so many different types and kind of TV that you can make your own movies from the TV and these things to take away the theater. See? Yes.
Was the Crossroad malls already here when you came?
No, they were not here. Those are two of the Crossroads mall that has been put up in the last few years, and they're doing very well down there. And they're right next to one of the parking garages that I mentioned before, so that makes it a business district, and it's very convenient to get to. And they're well stocked stores that you can buy almost anything that you wish and need for a home or for your personal use or whatever.
Well, do you have anything else to say, or something that I didn't ask you about that you
want to
comment on?
Well, no, there's not very much more. It's just that I'm grateful that I can say these few words about what I recollect about the town, and I'm thanking you for letting me be interviewed by you on this township, and I hope that I have helped you in your ways of writing whatever script that you like to write of it. You know, some you can use, some you can't. So whatever it be, I hope I have helped you in my, to the best of my ability.
Yes, you have. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you.